Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, part two of our conversation with Toni Matson on her new book, Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Heal Veterans.
Everyone has a story they struggle with, especially veterans with PTSD. It's the story that haunts them at night and then chases them all day long. It's the one they had no intention of telling until now.
My son came up in my room in the middle of the night and said, Dad, you're screaming again. Do you need me to do anything?
I didn't realize how significant the anger was holding me back from truly being happy or being that person that I was before the trauma.
It's hard to sit on a kitchen table and telling somebody you're sharpening your bayonets or cleaning your weapon will kill somebody.
Unlikely Recruits is a collection of stories oozing with grit and guts and presented in a daring and bare-all manner. It reveals the trials and triumphs, the revolting and the redeeming, and the horror and hope that takes place within a veteran's soul on their journey to healing. Come step into my boots and experience how and where it all took place.
Coming up, speaker, author, podcaster, and the co-founder of Trinity Equestrian Center in Eau Claire, Toni Matson, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. And I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for joining us. In case you missed last week's show, you can find the podcast at wib.com or wogo.com. Toni Matson, as I mentioned, co-founder of Trinity Equestrian Center on Eau Claire's South Side. She also there has the Midwest Therapy Center, known for its life-saving work with veterans struggling with PTSD. She's a dual-certified equine professional who developed Trinity's veteran wellness programming in 2009. Since then, she and her team have worked with countless veterans and their families, providing thousands of free equine-assisted therapy sessions and encounters. Toni's innovation and fearless tenacity earned Trinity the recognition and honor for being the first in the Midwest to provide ongoing equine-assisted therapy service for incarcerated veterans inside prison walls of an all-male medium-security prison. And I must say that in recent years, in talking with Toni, it seems that she was more greatly impacted by the equine therapy she was able to provide behind prison walls than anything else. And I asked her about that recently in talking about the new book, Unlikely Recruits.
In the book, there are two stories that reflect some of the parolees that we've worked with. And you're right. And I've thought about that as to why I felt and still do feel that way. And I really do think is that the incarcerated vets that we work with and have worked with, they didn't really have anything to lose. I mean, they were very, well, once they grew to trust us, they were incredibly open. That was a whole nother adventure, just getting them to trust us, of course. But they were just desperate for some hope, some understanding, and for someone to respect them and to make them feel human and not just, you know, animal-like. And we were more than, you know, happy and compelled to do that. But yeah, that's a whole nother thing. In fact, Mark, if I have another book in me, it probably will be based solely on the work that we do in prison.
Regarding the equine therapy that she and her cohorts were able to provide to some of the veterans behind bars at Stanley Correctional, Toni Matson gets emotional when talking about it.
We knew and saw God work in ways that would just stand your hair straight up. And I think it was because of that really peculiar, even dangerous, just awkward environment. And I think God just showed up in bigger ways because it was so necessary. You know, I mean, it was, you know, we could take our time at the ranch, and there were veterans that we've worked with and still have for many, many, many months. And that's not the way it was in prison. I mean, you couldn't. You had to come in there and have a plan and be so open to God's shifting in his kind of ducking and bobbing and weaving, because we never knew what we were coming up against. We didn't know what their attitude was going to be. And so we just had to be really hot on our feet and be ready. And because you go in with that, you are so in the moment. I mean, in ways that you just don't even know. And that's why I think the impact that we were able to make and the impact that was made on us was so different than any session we've ever had at the ranch. And like I've said to you before, Mark, if we had an opportunity to go back in there, we would do it in a heartbeat.
In the video trailer for Tony Matson's new book, Unlikely Recruits, the video testimonies of three different veterans who benefited greatly from Trinity's equine therapy are told, starting with Brandon.
My son come up in my room in the middle of the night and said, "Dad, you're screaming again. Do you need me to do anything?"
My proudest moment in the last 10 years of my life was taking a suicide letter I had carried in my pocket for over 10 years and ripping it up and throwing it away because Tony, Sylvia, and Trinity made me realize I want to live.
He was probably one of our biggest transformations, I think I can say, and I think Brandon would probably agree with me on that. He came in, as almost all of them do, very shut down and really quite angry. And angry, not, of course, at us, but angry because he was really forced to be there. And that's so common. And because I say, you know, we're their last resort, that's oftentimes their significant other saying, either you go there or we're done. And so that's very similar to the situation. But it was an amazing experience that happened with him within two of the sessions. In fact, we weren't even sure that he was coming back after our first encounter, our assessment. And when he did, he surprised us. And then the encounter with the horse changed everything. I mean, one single event with the horse in the pasture is what caused him to continue coming back. And that actually, the story is in the book. And it was just remarkable, but it changed everything. And that was going from a person who insisted that they weren't coming back to, I will be back every week.
I didn't realize how significant the anger was holding me back from truly being happy or being that person that I was before the trauma.
I smile and I laugh and I have fun.
This is Nicole. She too has spoken at many of our events and has just been so courageous in sharing, you know, her story and what the equine assisted psychotherapy has done for her. And it was really cool because when Nicole first came to us, she was coming, she heard me speak at an event, a veteran event, and waited, spoke to me after and said, "Hey, I am in charge of female veterans helping them find therapy. And this looks interesting, but I don't know enough about you. So can I come to Trinity and, you know, kind of see what it's like to see if I feel like it's, you know, authentic enough to refer clients here, right? My people here." And I'm like, of course. So Sylvia and I took her out in the pasture, and it took us about 3 minutes to figure out this. She, of course, does have the job to do what she said she is, but this is all about her. This is all about her, her experience, the hope and the healing that this gal needs. And I just chuckled because, I mean, that's just how God operates, you know? But so we spent months with her and just an amazing, amazing gal. And the work that she did throughout this whole thing was just courageous and relentless and kept coming back no matter how hard it was. And in fact, she has now become a board member of ours.
It's hard to sit on a kitchen table and telling somebody you're sharpening your bayonets, if any weapon will kill somebody. They were the door for me to actually finally come home.
This is John. And man, when John first came in, he's a big guy. And he darn near filled the entire, you know, door opening of our office. And it was a little bit intimidating. And he had, which isn't uncommon, but he had really dark eyes, and it was a little bit unsettling. And the reason I say that is because when I saw that in his eyes, it reminded me of my dad when I was looking up at him. And that was just like, okay, all right, I'm not going to trigger this guy. I'm not going to do anything because, you know, I had a little PTSD myself. And luckily, my teammate saw that happening immediately. So she took over what I normally would do, is asking the questions and whatnot. And, And it was really, really, I think just a real transformation really for both of us. I think I needed to do that as well. I needed to be in the middle of that as well, just for my own kind of, healing. But, John was not a horseman. Of course, neither was Brandon. In fact, Brandon was deadly afraid of horses. He didn't tell me that until we were out in the middle of the pasture with a horse, you know, coming up to him. But in John's situation, he was very shut down, very, very standoffish. And it was a particular occurrence with a horse that needed help that caused him to kick into more of a servant mode. And that's what cracked his shell. It really wasn't anything that we as a team were doing. I mean, our human team. It just was a circumstance that really called on his humanity and called on his compassion to just be in the moment and do the work that he needed to do to help. And it was beautiful. And this is true with all of our sessions, Mark. We don't manufacture them. We don't, you know, plan them. Well, we try to, but then God circumvents and the Holy Spirit says, oh, no, you thought you were going to do this? No, you're going to do that. And we, of course, we stayed open to that, and that's the best way to do it. And it's when God just, just honors us with his presence and does all sorts of crazy cool things. But John then evolved from that to being one of our advocates, and he worked working with the National Guard units and whatnot to help get the word out that, hey, you know what? This is real. Come on. If you need help, come on. So it's really cool. And actually, I didn't say this, but Brandon is the reason why we were able to get into Stanley, because he works there. And he called me one day and said, hey, you know, how about you bring some horses to the prison? I'm like, I'm not sure how that would work. But he says, no, really. I want you to come talk to the warden because I want this to happen for our veterans. And I'm like, okay, I'm in.
Tony Matson discussing three different veteran stories as they're featured in the video trailer for the new book, Unlikely Recruits. The book launch party is right around the corner in just under 2 weeks on Saturday, September 23rd. You're all invited to Trinity Equestrian Center on Eau Claire Southside. Just email promo@tonymatson.com to say you're coming. Again, 4 to 7 Saturday, September 23rd. Finally, I asked Tony, who's the book Unlikely Recruits for?
You know, Mark, I think that this book is for any veteran, any parent or loved one who struggles with the loss of a veteran that succumbed to suicide, any therapist or anyone who wants to, you know, who wants to help veterans anyway, who serves veterans, who are close to them, who work with them, any person who's active duty that ultimately will become a veteran, anyone who aspires to serve our country and then, of course, ultimately will become a veteran. I think anyone who's connected to a veteran in any way is the ideal person to have this book in their hands. And what I would love to propose is that you get one and give one, because it's not just enough for you to read the book. And that, for that, I'm blessed. But what really blesses people is when you give it to someone who really is struggling. And let's face it, there are so many people out in our worlds that are really struggling with PTSD. And I just think that if we're able to, I mean, we know it, we see them, we recognize that they're struggling. And if we're able to give them a book, you don't even have to say anything. You know, you don't have to get into this whole thing about, you know, I think you need this. No. You know what? Came across a book I think you might like. Bam. And you hand it to them.
I talk about, I think the number, 22 veterans a day take their own life. And obviously, do all of them have PTSD? I mean, probably, right? I mean, a high percentage of that. And so the idea of veterans, PTSD, suicide, and then the homelessness, is that, I mean, that's, it can't be something you just dwell on too much, but I mean, in terms of seeing the great help and hope and healing that has been provided to the ones you've worked with, it's still got to be heartbreaking to see, you know, so many more who don't get that help.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is. And that's what my hope is for this book. You're right. We can only help so many. And just because they don't come to us or to a different place, a different model of therapy, doesn't mean they don't need help. And that's why I so am hoping and praying that, you know, this spreads a bit like wildfire, because we can only do what we can do. And so that's why, hand a book out. Absolutely. Another thing I want to say, Mark, too, is that I am absolutely all in on horse therapy, right? I mean, obviously I have a huge passion that God gave me for horses, and because of the experience with my dad, and just in the whole thing is, for me, in my heart, equine therapy is amazing. However, that's not to say that's the only way. There are so many different ways that are outside of the traditional therapeutic world that are very, very effective. So part of what I wrote the book for, too, is obviously not just to say there's help and hope, but to give them evidence, to give people evidence that this is real. But at the end of every chapter, I have author notes, and those reflect the content and the essence and the theme of that particular chapter. There are many times where I am talking not just about equine therapy, because I want people to know if horses really aren't their thing, it's okay. There's dogs, there's outdoor, there's canoeing, there's therapy, and God wrapped up in all sorts of different settings. And I learned that really, really when I was a speaker for almost, 15 years for God's Great Outdoors. All of those outdoorsmen were disciples of God and working in their own way to bring hope and healing to whoever does it come. So if horses aren't your thing, that's okay. There's help elsewhere and in all different ways. And just be courageous enough to step out.
And then the last thing, and in terms of, it strikes me, like, do you know of any, like, documentary or movie that shows the power of equine therapy? And if not, don't you think that this would be great? I mean, this would be a great documentary, and this would be a great movie.
It's so funny that you say that, Mark. I had attended our publisher's convention in Savannah a few months ago. And I Bill didn't attend with, I mean, he was there, but he didn't attend the dinner with me. So I was on my own. And I just randomly sat down next to people and started chatting and networking. And one of the authors, Julie Clayson, amazing gal, she asked me, what do I do? What do I write about? And I told her, and she said, oh my gosh, that needs to be a movie. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So the next morning I sat down at a different table, talked to a different gal, same thing. Asked, you know, who are you? You know, what do you write about? Oh, that should be a movie. And she stopped in the middle of our conversation and broke into prayer. And she said, all right, Lord, you know this. So we're asking you before the end of this event that Tony meets the exact person that she needs to. Okay. The next morning I go in for breakfast and I sit next to this gal. Full table, one seat left in the table. I take that seat and we go around, introduce ourselves, and comes to me. I explain who I am, what I do. And the next person to my left says, hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm a movie producer. I am not kidding you. And I looked at her and I said, you said what? She said, I'm a movie producer. And I honestly was dumb. I was just speechless. And so I said to her, I need to tell you the story. So I told her about how this progressed. And she told me who it is that, you know, I need to get in contact with. And so, of course, I wrote it all down. And she said, this sounds like a documentary. So in November of this year, Bill and I are traveling to Nashville. And we're meeting with some of the producers. In fact, Angel Productions. Chosen. Yep. There's... It did. I didn't know that. So, and I have no, I don't really know how this is all going to go. I don't even know if it's going to go. All I know is that as horrendously nervous as that's going to be, because you have 5 minutes to pitch, I have to believe that God is entirely behind this. These succession of events don't happen without his hand in it. So it'll be interesting.
Toni Matson on her brand new book, Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Heal Veterans. It's
due out later this month. The book launch is September 23rd at Trinity. They would love to have you join them. Just email promo@tonymatson.com. That's Tony with an I. promo@tonymatson.com. Let them know you'll be there. How many are coming? Again, 4 to 7, kind of like an open house, Tony tells me, at Trinity Equestrian Center, celebrating the release of this brand new book, Unlikely Recruits. And read it and then share it. Share it with a veteran struggling with PTSD as Trinity continues their terrific equine therapy work at the ranch. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.